I don't know. Let's start with some conspiracies. We're already there, right? I think they're trying to still tank Trump's presidency and his potential re-election.
Who?
The liberal media.
Who, Sydney?
The liberal media is who's in charge of the mass panic for the coronavirus. And I'm not saying that it's not a virus. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a virus called COVID-19 that is highly contagious, communicable through French kissing. And old people are dying at an alarming rate because of it.
At a rate.
They're dying at a rate. They're dying at a rate because of it. And the numbers indicate that it's at a higher rate than people die with the flu. Although you got to be honest about this. Everything kills old people. I'm not making that up.
Everything. Hospitals, mostly.
Mostly hospitals. If you're an old person, don't go to a hospital. It's over, dude. It is over. It's terrifying. I mean, I hope it's not as terrifying being an old person when we're old. I hope that this is what changes our care for old people going into the future.
I haven't thought about that. You think so?
I mean, I just thought about it now.
Well, we just told everybody to stop visiting the living old people. We're like, you know those lonely old people?
Yeah.
Don't ever go visit them again.
Well, that's what's going to happen. They're all going to die of loneliness, and then we're going to be like, we can't do that again.
Yeah.
So we got to figure out how to take care of old people better. It's probably going to be mostly some sort of like space age suit that you have to start wearing once you're 70. Once you're 70, like a protection from the elements, and it has like a stem cell fluid that your skin is in.
Well, then they're gonna enhance it with science so that it's not like you don't feel like
you're.
You don't
think my stem cell suit was
You ended it, but like you ended it with science, okay. But like so
now you're adding fiction. So you're making it science fiction.
Let's hear
what you add to my suit.
Wait, what? So I'm just saying the suit can be like a second skin. So you're not like, you don't feel like, so like that you can touch an old person and they don't feel like they're touching you through a suit. You know, like it's got to still be, and science is what's going to take us there. So they'll like just put you in it's like basically a Ziploc bag, vacuum sealed Ziploc bag for a human.
So I guess that's part of my conspiracy as well. Because we were talking earlier about how presidents always seem to be in tip-top health.
Do you think they're vacuum sealed?
I do. I think they're wearing like some sort of, because like you said, they're shaking hands with all these people. They're working harder than everybody else. They're up all night. They have the worry of the world on their hands. What is happening
there? Is that why did the government come out with the Boy in the Bubble movie so that we're all like, duh, if you're in a bubble, you live in a bubble. And like that's what's in our head. But like so that they can live in a bubble in real life and we'll never suspect.
Well, I mean, it's like a skin tight bubble.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But they got us thinking about the old bubble. Like, we don't think about new technology on bubble.
Well, of course, it was a developing technology. Like, back in the 70s, it was a bubble.
Yeah.
Presidents would go and then come back and then stay in a bubble. Like, inside a car was a bubble. Like every time you didn't see that, every time the president walked into something, they walked into a bubble. That is true. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, obviously.
But then they allegedly stopped that program.
Yeah.
Skin tight, skin scoot, suit. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So I do think there's like a part of the government that other people don't know about. Like at the highest level, once you become president, there are two guys that nobody even knows work for the government.
Yeah.
You know, except you know about them when you become president.
Yeah.
Like maybe there's one other person that sets up the meeting.
Yeah.
And then you go in there and you get fitted for your skin tight suit.
Yeah.
You know, you never get sick anymore. It's just, I don't know.
It'd be very disappointing if there wasn't stuff like that when you became president.
Slightly, right? It would be sad if they weren't protecting our president at the highest level of technology.
Yeah.
But that's also why, so here's my whole conspiracy about the fact that they're trying to President Trump. They're trying to get him this coronavirus to help tank his presidency. They're trying to tank his presidency with manipulating the panic so that it crashes the economy, which is Trump's biggest win.
Yeah.
And right now that's what's happening. Like
that's not cool for any of us.
The economy is slowing.
It is.
At the very least.
The stock market's down, right?
It's hurting. But the only thing is any positive information is going to surge right back up again. And so you can see what the method is, right? So you have this disease that is a disease that is only the people that are vulnerable or dying from it. If you, most people that will not be affected by it, and then most people that get the disease, it will just go away on its own, or the virus rather. Most people that get the virus, it just, your body fights it off on its own. Mm-hmm. So the people that are at risk are the elderly and the people with respiratory issues and people that are morbidly obese, right? Because they have respiratory issues.
Nobody ever says that, though. You're saying that.
Well, they said it. They made the, in the declaration of the national, yeah, in the National Declaration of Emergency or whatever they were saying, they were on TV. They said that's the people that they listed that were at the
really?
Most risk. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're saying more, but they're really? Putting them in there.
Really?
Right?
I didn't know that.
But here's the thing. They're making all of us quarantine.
Yeah.
Right? Which, I get it. Because you want to say, keep those people safe.
Yeah.
Well, hear me out.
I'm trying.
How
I'm
about
listening.
Those people quarantine?
Yeah.
How about the people that are at most risk quarantine?
But they're not more risk to catch it than everybody else, right? Like, it's just going to impact them much harder.
Yeah.
So we don't want all of us going out there and getting... Like, even if it's just a bad flu, like, you don't
just
want to
have
to work.
Just let them stay in until we find a vaccine.
But they're not the carriers, is what I'm saying.
Exactly. But they're also not, it doesn't matter, though.
So, like, what? So you want all the healthy people to just go out there, infect each other, be sick for 2 weeks, and then go back to work?
Most people that get it, nothing happens. They never even show symptoms.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm listening to all this information today.
They don't even show symptoms.
Yeah, the people that are, like Idris Elba. He had the coronavirus, never showed symptoms.
How does he know he had it?
He got tested.
How did he get tested if he didn't have symptoms? Why?
Because he has money.
You see, you think rich people are all just like it's like, hey, we already did Ancestry, so let's do this test now.
Yeah.
Like at their dinner parties.
We got it. I hope we got it. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not even, I'm telling you, it's the flu. It's like a flu. It's a new flu. Basically, it's a new flu.
We still don't want everybody getting the flu.
But everybody doesn't get the flu.
But isn't that the issue? Like, a lot of people are getting this strain.
Yeah, but everybody doesn't get the flu.
I know, not everybody.
So everybody's not going to get this.
But this is highly contagious, right? Like, that's the conversation we just had.
Yeah, but again, even in its transmission, it is a very weak virus. So if you and I had the coronavirus, we may never even know it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. We're not the type of people that are at risk for even being bed rest by.
Is that why they let people that were like the people from the cruise ship, they thought they were better and they let them go and then they had it? Or is it just that it takes longer to show up?
I don't know. I don't know what the decision was with the cruise ship. But I mean, it's like you couldn't. That's where you run into trouble. I think again, this is all conspiracy theory and conjecture. I don't know. I'm putting this together based off of the little bit of information that I'm getting here and there. They're not telling us the entire truth.
That's because the CDC is. Aren't they not allowed to talk to us directly? They have to run everything through the White House right now.
It doesn't
it
matter.
Released.
We're not getting the entire truth.
Yeah. Right. Whose fault is that?
It doesn't. Well, it has to be. Disseminate it in a way that keeps people safe. See how people are getting based off the information that we
but
do
that's
have.
Just science. Like science releasing
None.
Science should
no,
be
no,
safe.
No. God no.
You don't want to live in a society where they release the science
no,
the facts?
No, I do not want
what?
I do not but the same thing like I was saying earlier about how happy I am that the type of people that say nobody should have guns don't have guns.
Yeah.
Because those are the same type of people that as soon as something goes slightly wrong, those are the people you don't want to have guns.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're worried about other people because it's them. You know?
Okay.
So I don't think most people should just have, be able to interpret science themselves. Interpret what information means themselves. Because most people panic. Look around.
Yeah.
It's like people don't handle information well.
People buy toilet paper when they need information.
I don't know what solution that was. What do you mean was? It's still happening. Yeah, you still can't buy toilet paper.
No.
It's still not on the shelves. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, how do people think we're going to be shitting in the apocalypse?
I don't know. Everybody's like, I got to have toilet paper, though.
I feel like this is that everybody watches these movies about the post-apocalyptic society, and they're like, where's all the fucking toilet paper? I don't see any toilet paper. And like freaking out. Like, oh my God, I don't see any toilet paper. Those are the people you trust with science. The people that as soon as they tell you that, okay, we're going to have a little bit of a shutdown, they run out and start buying toilet paper en masse. Like, that's what's happening right now.
But now
these idiots are out there pumping themselves with toilet paper.
But then we don't have the information. Like, you can't, like...
Exactly. They had information. They did that with information. With the information that they had, that is the way they conducted themselves.
I can't believe you are arguing for government, like... Like government spinning of science before it reaches the people.
Yeah, I am.
What?
I am. I 100% am. So if there was a meteor coming at the Earth that was going to hit in 100 years, that's the information. That's the science.
Yeah.
You want somebody getting on TV saying that? You're comfortable with that?
You're comfortable with not knowing?
It's 100 years. Are you comfortable with that?
You're leaving your children to...
Just hold on a second. Are you comfortable with that? Let's start there. Are you comfortable with somebody getting on TV and telling every single person in America that a meteor is coming in 100 years? It's going to destroy the Earth.
Unless we do this.
No. We don't have... No, this is the science. This is what we know.
But you don't...
No. Answer the question.
Panic.
I didn't say incite panic. That's the information. Are you comfortable with somebody getting on TV?
But that's why, that's the CDC wouldn't do that. The CDC has its own people that
spin the information.
Yeah. So why do you need somebody? Why do you need the White House spinning information?
So how do you know they're not in agreement?
They might be in agreement, but why does a White House need oversight over that? Like they don't. That's stay in your lane. That's out of their lane.
But when did the CDC talk to us? CDC. What kind of trust do we have built with the CDC?
But
what
so
does the CDC stand for?
So,
go ahead, answer that question.
Center for Disease Control.
All right, that's because you watch sci-fi shit. That's the only reason why I know what the CDC is. The only time the CDC speaks to me is through montages in post-apocalyptic movies. Where it's like, the CDC is cracked. It's just like, that's the only time I ever hear about the CDC. We have no public relationship with the CDC. We just don't.
I'm not saying the president can't take their information and also deliver it.
The CDC shouldn't have power. CDC shouldn't have power.
You are. Who should have the power? The president, huh?
We've already trusted the government with the power.
CDC is part of the government.
We've done that already. We've already accepted that it's the society that we live in. We shouldn't have another entity that now has the power to control us with information.
But I don't trust the administration.
But you trust the CDC?
In post-apocalyptic times, yes.
Those are the people that always gain power. The CDC is always the people that are in charge after
making
all
the
shit.
Choice.
Yeah, it's like, no, you don't trust the CDC. Do not trust any of these people.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like, have you learned nothing from sci-fi movies? I will say this. It is kind of interesting how... There's this, so I got in an argument today with this black guy over my methods of achieving a parking spot, because I was at the corner. The car that was backing out was like the corner spot. It was on the corner. So I was kind of parked like in the intersection, but there was enough room for people to go by me in every direction, right? Because I was in that T, you know? This car pulls up in the perpendicular direction, wants to turn right where I am. And he beeps his horn, I turn and look, and I look back, and he's making that like sign like with his neck, like cut it out, like kill that.
Yeah.
And shaking his head no real hard. And I look and see how much space there is for him to go.
Yeah.
And then I just turn my head and just go back to chilling and waiting for this woman to leave this spot.
Yeah, because he could turn behind you?
He can just go by me. He doesn't have to go... He can't go behind me. He's going to have to go past my passenger side window.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's turning right. I was coming from the perpendicular direction. I wasn't coming from the same direction he's coming from.
Okay.
I was coming from the crossing the T.
Yeah.
Right? And then now he's trying to turn right. So he's trying to go between me and a parked car.
Yeah, but there's room.
So much room.
Okay.
There was enough for maybe a car and three quarters of his car. It was so much room.
Yeah.
And he pulls up next to my car and starts yelling at me.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, he goes, what the fuck is wrong with you parking in the middle of the street like that?
Yeah.
I go, I'm not in the middle of the street. Why are you exaggerating? Why are you, are you exaggerating just to be mad at me? He's like, oh, you one of them faggots. Fuck you, you faggot. And I go, why? Why am I that?
Yeah.
Why am I? He said, why were you parking it? Why were you parked like that? I said, you know I'm not parked like that. You know I'm waiting for this spot. Why are you acting like you don't know that I'm waiting for this spot? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And he goes, whatever. He didn't say whatever. How did he end? How did he hit me with the last faggot? Because it was his punchline. But I guess what I'm focused on is before he said it, he hit me with this look that was almost, you're lucky we're in a pandemic or I'll get out of my car and fuck you up.
Yeah, you got, I don't know, what did he do? He's lucky you're in a pandemic, Jew.
Yeah. He hit me with a pandemic rain check for an You know, which is hilarious to me because that has to be. I don't live in the hood anymore. I'm not there. I'm not seeing what's happening during this pandemic.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you there are so many phantom ass kickings that are not happening because of this pandemic. I mean, they were never gonna happen.
You're right.
There was always gonna be a reason it wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Right? But now it's the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's like, Mom, you lucky I can't get closer than 6 feet to your faggot ass. It was harsh, man. Like I was being mean. But it was almost like he was purposely like ramping it up. Oh, and his woman in the passenger side seat, she was wearing a mask.
Are you serious? Yeah. What? Yeah.
Black women are tripping right now.
Are they?
They are tripping right now. I went to Wawa the other day, and as I'm going to the door, there's this black woman standing outside of Wawa putting on plastic gloves.
What?
She got the one glove on, takes a couple puffs of her cigarette, throws it, and puts the other glove on. In that time that she was doing that, I opened the door. I got to the door and I opened it.
Yeah.
And she goes, ew, don't touch that handle.
What?
Yeah. I just started laughing at her. But she was dead ass serious.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I'm not having this conversation with her. Then I opened up the other door and like let her in.
Yeah.
And she went in there and says, I ain't touching. You know, like, I ain't touching it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, took her gloves off, put them in her pocket. Because I guess now she can shop. It's like, I don't know.
The pandemic only stops at the door. It's like a vampire. It doesn't come in unless you invite it. Like,
no. It's like there's a sign outside of Wawa, no pandemic allowed. No shoes, no shirts, no shoes, no pandemic.
Woo, safe in my Wawa.
That's the thing. It's like, how overboard are you being? Like, are you taking every product home and washing it?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's like, how over the top is this?
Oh, just wash your hands more, people. Just wash your hands. I've been washing my hands more. Doing my part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. I can't wait until this is over. Hopefully this ends.
Not like ends, but just like ends.
I'll tell you what, before it gets too bad, we're going to flip this shit. And we're going to round up all the fatties and old people and start putting them in places.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're not. Like all like... Every place that used to be a Best Buy. Just like, we're not going to let this destroy America.
No.
Right. So, what was I about to say?
I don't know.
Man. Oh, when this all goes back to normal,
mm-hmm.
and then basically everybody's going to have all the toilet paper they need.
For the rest of the year.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So like toilet paper prices are going to go way down.
Yeah.
You know? So that's going to be interesting. Maybe.
Maybe.
If the demand on toilet paper is low, the price is going to have to dig. I mean, it's toilet paper. It's paper. Literally just paper. So I'm curious to see that. Or it's just going to come back normal.
Yeah.
And because people are selling toilet paper and hand sanitizer right now.
That's crazy, man.
At a ridiculous rate.
Yeah.
You know, I saw somewhere somebody got $70 per roll.
What?
Of toilet paper.
What?
Yeah. And it's still like kind of coming back to shelves. It gets bought up immediately.
Yeah.
But it's still coming back.
That's weird.
And people are selling them for $70 a roll.
People are buying.
Those are probably people that need toilet paper. I mean, that's the thing that sucks, though, because if you didn't, like, before the run on toilet paper and you needed toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like, that's tough. I mean, we were lucky.
I was on that.
Just stocked up.
I was on that. Give me credit for that.
Well, no. We, just before the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
I had stocked up because we needed toilet paper.
And we
have such a big family. We always buy in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
But you did. You did come home. It hit me with a panic about the panic.
Yeah.
That was funny. Oh my God, Sydney, they're buying up all the toilet paper. I do not want to get stuck with one ply. Go.
You went. You understood.
Yeah. I got that. But it's going to be, toilet paper is going to go like Beanie Babies. Somehow, like, everybody's going to get a bidet. Toilet paper is somehow going to be obsolete. That's another thing that's going to come out of this.
I've been hearing a lot more about bidets than ever before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to go to somebody's house and they're not going to have a bidet, and you're going to be like, I'm not pooping here. I'm going to go to the 7-Eleven where they have a bidet.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's wild. It's just, we're living in an interesting time.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else there really is.
Just,
I mean, because just everything is that, right?
Yeah.
So, we live between two bars. So we hear weird bar conversation when we're hanging, like when our windows are open and stuff.
Yeah.
We hear people boldly, drunkenly saying things as they cross from one bar to the other. And this girl was walking down the street, and I could hear her saying, she was going, I hope I get drunk enough tonight to kiss somebody or fuck somebody. I haven't kissed somebody or fucked somebody in like a year. And then we get the coronavirus. It's like, fuck. Damn it.
Yeah.
I was like, that pulled me away for a second. I was like, okay. All right. People are out there living. Oh, damn it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. People that are going to bars right now are brave.
Again, I don't know if they're brave.
They're just going to bars.
Like they're probably, you probably don't see as many fat people. Definitely not as many older black people out there. They're tripping.
The one person I've seen so far in a mask was a black lady.
They're tripping.
Black lady. Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I am me.
It's like in CVS buying candy or something though. Like in CVS just like shopping. Like she wasn't I came for toilet paper. It was like she was there just kind of like browsing.
Yeah. At risk for the diabetes she's continuing to give herself. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's getting kind of, it is getting kind of crazy because, I don't know, it's just in the forefront of everybody's mind, but the media won't let it not be,
mm-hmm.
right? Just when everything seems to be kind of chill and everybody seems to kind of be hitting an equilibrium and people are like, you know what, I'm just going to go out the bars. Instead, they're like, whoa, no, don't go out the bars. Don't do that. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like everything that we do, it's like, all right. Well, we can't go in places. We can't be within 6 feet of each other. But they didn't cancel outdoors. You can't cancel outdoors. Like,
I know, that one was like, slap, yes, we can.
And then they shut down the playground.
Yeah.
It's just like, whoa. It's like, no, don't go outdoors. You can't go outdoors. You know, it's like, you know, they can't let us have anything. So then it's like, now people are just like, all right, we can't go to the playgrounds or anything. We'll just walk around our town.
You think that's ending next?
That's going to be the next
thing.
They're
going to tell us to stay indoors.
Driving through. They already implemented a curfew in New Jersey from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Like nobody's allowed out.
I don't know what they mean by that. Yeah. I don't know how they plan on enforcing that.
Well, I heard they aren't going to enforce any of these closure things. Like they're not bringing in, you know, state law. Like, who do they bring in? The commish?
No. Did they bring in the commish? Michael Chiklis?
No. But, like, yeah, they're not enforcing anything.
Yeah. No.
It's weird, though. What happens when they start, man?
I don't know. We'll see. Because we're going to be there. Front and center. Front and center.
We're getting kicked out of somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even, like, what is even happening in the world?
Nothing. Like, everything's shut down.
Yeah. They shut down sports, which the NBA loved, right?
Why?
Because they get to say, the NBA players are always looking for a reason to be like, this is bigger than basketball.
That's the impersonation of every NBA player ever.
Yeah, this is bigger than basketball. It's like, stop trying to act like you're more than a basketball player. You're a basketball player.
Yeah.
You dedicated your life to playing basketball. You started playing basketball at a really young age.
Yeah.
You did nothing but play basketball. You went to basketball camps. Like, you're like, dude, it's just like, you're basketball.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know? So how do you think you're going to do in the next game, dude?
Yeah, basketball players do like to talk a lot, don't they? Yeah. They're like the only ones that are like, we want to be role models. Everybody else is like, I'm not your role model.
Yeah.
Just a football player.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I don't know. It's another funny thing that is just happening where it's just like that personality comes out in these people where it's like, dude, the only reason why we're even listening to you talk is because you play basketball.
Yeah.
This is bigger than basketball? Oh, okay. We'll leave then. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you during your private time. I apologize. It's like, you don't matter if not for basketball, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, this is all those. I don't know. Here's one thing I will say. A lot of people's pandemic personalities, I'm not a fan of.
No.
I guess I can't count Facebook personalities because it doesn't really change.
You don't think their personality on Facebook changed, is what you're saying?
No, nah, they're pretty much the same person.
You're just saying you didn't like them before?
Well, it was okay not during a pandemic. I mean, a lot of you people are way more tolerable not during a pandemic.
Start cutting your friend circle a little bit.
Oh, my God. It's like, oh, this is unbearable during the pandemic. I didn't even know. Didn't even know you were this way, man. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, what were you going to tell me about? We got interrupted. You were talking about
women warriors.
Your women shit, of course, right?
Because every day is International Women's Day in our house.
And coronavirus day. Every day is International Women's Day. But no, you were talking about how something that you're like, oh, and then Vietnam or China did this. Oh, you're going to like this.
So I was telling you in Vietnam, so you're always talking about how society couldn't survive in a matriarchal society, because I can't say that word. And like that there aren't any real examples of it, because I feel like you don't think human like civilizations can survive that way. And I'm always wanting to find more information to prove you wrong, right?
Don't act like you're out there researching shit. You yes. found this found you because it was in a book you were reading about some other shit.
A book I was reading. So in Vietnam, they used to be very their society used to be matriarchal. And I tried to just feed through that.
Why are you adding a ch?
I don't know.
There's no ch.
Matriarch.
There's a in the beginning.
Matriarchal.
It's a ch and a k. It's almost like magical.
Yeah, it is magical.
So matriarchal.
Okay.
So let's see what you got.
Matriarchal.
There you go.
Thank you. So women would, when they became of age, they could go to spring festivals and they could pick somebody as a partner. And if they got pregnant, the partner came back to their clan, which was based off of mothers. And everything was based off of, if kids did wrong, it was the mother's fault. And if the kids did good, it was the mother's fault. Like everything was, you know, tied back to the mom of the family. And and in this society, women and men shared all duties, including military duties. So they had women generals and stuff. So the this was before China came in with the Han to take over. And so they had their army set up. And at one point, they had these two sisters that led the forces against. They were like the head generals.
Do you have proof? Okay, so these two sisters are head generals?
Yeah.
And well, they led wars?
They led resistance.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sure they're not like just the fashion police or something?
No, they rode war elephants. Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And, but they lost every single battle they were in.
Wow. Okay.
But I mean, it wasn't good for China to either. Like, they lost a lot of people. It took a long time. Like, they
for them to lose all those battles.
For like they had to. It took them a long. Yeah. To like, it wasn't like they just came in and had three battles and stormed them. Like, they came in for and like tried to get them for years, and like they had all these battles and they lost every battle. But you know, they were
They were fighting them.
And yeah, and then once China came in and took over, they like one of the big things they enforced was a cultural change to where everybody's like, you must honor your father. And they needed marriage between a man and a woman so they could tax everybody, because it was like, it sounded like a, I wanted to say Peter Pan, not a Peter Pan story.
Lord of the Flies?
No, not a Lord of the Flies. I rob from the rich and give to the poor.
Robin Hood?
Robin Hood type story.
That was like the $100,000 pyramid. That's most of our conversations in this house. we're just trying to see if the other person knows what we're trying to think. It's just a word I can't think of. And then, you know, you come up with that word and I'll leave and try to figure out a way to help you figure out this other word for me.
Because it was all about taxation, so that China, yeah. You know, China couldn't come in and easily tax just this clan of women-led society groups. You know, they put out laws that
they need structure.
Every woman between 15 and 40 must be married. Every man between 20 and 50 must be married. You know, so they started enforcing all these laws about marriage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was that to prove again?
Well, I thought you'd enjoy the fact that they lost all their battles. Because it's like, I always am trying to find these stories to come back and tell you about. And I was like all about this. And I was like, I can't wait to tell Sydney. And then they said that fact. And I was like, damn it.
But I guarantee you this, their outfits were sharp. Oh, man, they looked good in battle. Just getting thrown around by the one dude out there.
They were on their war elephants. Come on now.
All right. Okay. It is. I mean, I appreciate that. I appreciate the efforts to, this is a funny thing. Like, how would you handle that? Like, if you're an ancient army of men, and you descend upon an ancient army of little Asian women.
But they're little Asian men, too. Like, what do you think? The women are like...
I mean, but...
But it wasn't all women, the armies.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're just saying if it yeah, was...
It's like... a funny pull-up. Like, what?
Wait, yeah.
What, huh? Are these giving us their women? We're taking these women, right? is that what this is? Oh, that's just funny to me. I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying war was different then. They didn't have guns back then, a long time ago. If you were...
They had bows and arrows. Women were getting good. We're good at their bows and arrows on the top of their war elephants. Like,
yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it's so weird. Like, why does the average woman not have aim? Do you know what I mean? It's like a weird...
Because girls don't spend time throwing when they're little. Like, think about all the times the boys go out and play catch. Like, girls don't do that. It's a developed skill, I think. And I think that women just don't develop it as much.
But then you have... I think it's one of those things where, like, little girls don't have aim, so they're like, I don't like to throw.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
So then I think genetically women can't throw. It's not where I was going with that at all. But we... Oh, I was talking about kidnapping armies of women.
Okay. Yes, yes.
But that made me think about kidnapping period during the coronavirus has to be way down.
Yeah, it's much safer. Like, this is the time we should let Finn walk somewhere by himself.
Nobody's kidnapping during a pandemic.
That's what, when I lost Core at Target, I was like, that was in the back of my head. I was like, come on, really?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Now's the time to lose a kid at Target. if you want to have a safe experience of losing your kid and then finding your kid at Target, now's the time to do it. Like, now's the time to turn a slightly blind eye to your kid's play.
There was like nobody in Target. It was like, find, you know, like, it was, I don't know. It wasn't a busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time to lose a kid.
Yeah. Nobody's skedaddling.
No.
With a kid right now.
No.
They are the carriers.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be found out.
Yeah.
It's going to be the coronavirus. Like, we've had it the whole time.
Yeah.
That one sickness every year that you get that you just can't explain.
Yeah.
That's just something that a kid gives you. Hey, you guys have from a kid, dude. Oh, that's the coronavirus now? Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
That's so true.
It's just like they're like a fungus. They're covered in coronavirus.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. We might be creeping up towards a Lord of the Flies type of situation. It just seems so weird. We're just in this weird state of disinformation.
Yeah, no, there couldn't have been a weirder. I mean, and everybody, it feels like a strange thing to say, but there doesn't feel like there could have been a weirder time in history for this epidemic to hit. Like, the last, we keep referencing back to the one in 1917. You know, that was a long time ago. Yeah. The world was a different place in 1917. Like, if you wanted any news about your pandemic at that time, you like went to the town crier or something, you know. Yeah. Like, it wasn't the same.
And they called it Spanish influenza. It was a Spanish flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Spaniards brought it. That was a racist. Yeah. But we can't even call it the Wuhan flu. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that does it. Like, even though Wuhan, like you were saying earlier, like, they're the ones that named Wuhan.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't name Wuhan.
No.
We didn't call it Wuhan. But if you were to be a racist American and come up with a slur for a place in China.
Yeah.
I mean, Wuhan might be the first that you throw out your mouth. You know?
Yeah.
Like, some sort of racist savant is out there just like, where are you from? Wuhan.
Yeah.
It's like, no, but my aunt is, you racist dick. It's like, wait, Wuhan's a place? What? Wait, what? Huh?
Yeah.
I feel like that. You can't even. I don't even think you can make up.
Yeah, like, it wouldn't be better if we called it the China flu, would it?
Well, I was just thinking about how you probably can't make up a racial slur because it probably is a place in China. Because it's so big.
Yeah.
And they have all these, like, places.
Yeah.
You know, that have names.
Yeah, that is true.
They have all these places that have names. I went to college.
You can't even be racist.
Yeah. I mean, well, you can, but you probably just look foolish.
Yeah.
Trying to make up racial slurs. It's just like, dude, what are you, a master of Chinese geography? Keep going, dude. This is impressive. Yeah. Podcasting in the time of Corona.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing to do.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, yeah. What I was saying to you, like, the other day, that, like, it's weird that all you have to do right now is survive, you know?
Yeah.
Like, work is all like, you know, get done what you can, you know, just, you know, if you need some time, take it. Like, all you're supposed to do right now is be alive and not get the coronavirus.
Yeah. But I think it's easier said than done. I think it's easy to not get the coronavirus.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how Italy got so butt fucked so hard and so fast. But we don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody in Italy?
No.
I've not spoken to anybody in Italy.
No.
I don't know what's really happening over there.
That's fair.
You know, and they're not. I want a description of the people that are dying. I want to know what demographic they fall in. Because they're like, oh, Italy's had 100 deaths, like 1,000 people, like 1,600 people have been affected. Over 100 people have died. It's like, okay, what are those 100 people like?
Well, I saw some things that were from people in Facebook that were like I'm from Italy and it's so bad, and I didn't read the rest of it.
Yeah, because it doesn't feel genuine. I've seen some of that stuff too, and it's like, yeah, this doesn't seem right.
No,
I'm not even like, it just doesn't feel truthful. Something feels, I don't know. It's, I'm not skeptical. I'm not like this fucking coronavirus isn't real. I'm like, I'm
are
not
there people out there saying that?
No, not okay. really. I don't think so.
Okay.
I just think people are just living life so according to how they normally live life that it seems reckless to people that are more paranoid about it.
Yeah.
And the people that are more paranoid about it are taking an offense to how cavalier the Cavaliers are.
Well, I just read you that article about how mad I was at those people that were like, I'm going to take 3 spring break trips instead then.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like those people. Like, chill out. Just like, I'm not saying stay in your house, but I'm saying just don't be like, just stop licking doorknobs. Like, what are you doing?
I would say stop hanging out with Costa Ricans, which in my opinion is equivalent to licking doorknobs. So, yeah, we're saying the same thing. Basically. We're saying the same thing. No, it's pretty wild. It's a pretty wild. It's just the I don't know, the way that this is being politicized is creeping me out.
No, I agree with that. It is weird. Like everything.
They're trying so hard to use this to take down Trump. And how can he, what can happen that can make me say, all right, now it's time for the liberals to be in charge. You know, if I was on that fence, do you understand what I'm saying? Because you would need.
Well, you've got to feel that he's keeping you safe. Like, if he can't manage your safety because he's like, I mean, I don't know. People are so far apart with it because it's like some people are like, oh, he's like a science denier, right? Like, he's like he hates the environment. And that he doesn't believe, you know, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But other people would never believe that because they're so far on the other side and they're like, no, Trump's amazing.
I mean, what metric would you want to use to determine how well he's doing with this? Because if you look at the fact that we're not like Italy and we're bigger.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's
well, not yet. We don't know if we're there or not. Like, we just haven't gotten to that point yet.
That's fair.
We got mad at him because he said something stupid about a test, right? A trial.
Yeah.
He didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Huh. Who knows? Oh, yeah, because him being tested, you mean?
No. He was like, they were like, oh, we're going to do a, what do they call? I can't remember what it's called. A study, controlled test.
An experiment?
You know, but what you put the medicine in before you can release it to the public, like the controlled, is it just a controlled test?
Trials.
Trials. And he was like, well, I have the results tomorrow.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, Trump's an idiot.
Yeah. It's bizarre. Bizarre time. This is, I think I want to like, kind of like keep this one around here. This episode,
yeah,
because we can get this coronavirus talk out of us.
Yeah, you know, we can move on to something else next time.
Yeah. Because
it's a pandemic. We're not used to this. We'll shout you all out now.
Yeah, this is like the Bro-Rona virus. I do want to do a couple episodes though throughout the week.
Throughout the pandemic, you want to do a pandemic series?
Well, no, I want to be done with the pandemic. Maybe.
Well, I mean, just because it's called that, we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah. But yeah, the pandemic series. While you're home,
it's gonna be hard because we have to emotionally go through this. And like, guess first we had to talk about it to get past it, and then next episode we'll be able to talk about other things.
Yeah, definitely.
Our stages of pandemic.
Yeah, pandemic podcasting.
Yeah.
we'll brand it.
We'll get it.
Where's my phone? Shout outs. Let's get these shout outs.
Hope everybody's surviving the pandemic.
Yeah, healthy. First of all, thank you for listening. I hope everybody is out there getting it in, living their pandemic lives, their best pandemic lives.
Living your best pandemic life.
Yes, I hope so for sure.
everybody went to like all their goals for 2020, and now they're like, I ate all my pandemic snacks. Like, this crushed people.
It did.
We're not even like thinking about goals anymore. We're just trying not to like fall off the wagon altogether.
I gained some pounds.
Yeah.
I gained some pounds. Shout out to Kevin McGran and Chris Bruno. First. Mike Butler, Mike Levy, Liz Bott, Doc, Phil Clark, Kevin Stevens, Julian from Canada, and Meg Say So. S-E-W. So check out Meg and her sweet threads on Instagram.
She could make them for you during the apocalypse if the store's closed.
Dude, we have to get her to make us some apocalyptic clothing.
Yes.
All right. Or some post-almost apocalyptic clothing. We'll get some clothes from her.
Okay.
We'll get some two jack clothes. Kevin, like, she'll like, you know, we'll send her our measurements.
She custom?
She sews.
Okay.
But then again, Meg says so. So we'll have to wear whatever she says. But it's meg.says.sew. So check it out. Kevin Lau, Mary Jo Butterly, Tim Butterly, Dad Me Podcast, what up? Nicole, Raj, Janelle, Courtney, Coach Rick, Andrew Pace, Keith Butts. Oh, shout out to Heather, too. Kyle Hancock, Heather Hart, that was. Erica Daniels, Levi Mercer, Justin Masabi. Kind of like put Heather's like shout out like on top of other people's shout outs. Just
yeah,
now.
He did.
It was like, just exposed. Like, no, she spelled my name so very wrong the other day. So Ezekiel Ellis, Logan, Ryan, Roger, Joe, Rob, Joe Francis, and his girlfriend's company, Saved by the Wreath. She get her name.
Yeah.
I think I have her name. I just don't want to say it wrong. TJ James, their man down under, holding us down. Nick Cupsey and his two books, Lost in the Mail and The Five People You Meet in Wawa. Check those out. This old guy, don't remember who you are still. I apologize.
I hope he's still okay out there.
I know.
What if we lost this old
Goodness
guy?
Goodness gracious. He's a geezer, too. I remember that much. I remember, like, this guy's old. This guy's really old to be liking what I'm doing on stage.
Yeah.
That's what I was, like, goodness gracious. He was.
Maybe he's got a skin bubble. Like, you know what I mean?
He didn't seem like the skin bubble type.
Oh, okay.
He's probably got a Carhartt. He's not got a skin bubble.
Okay.
He wasn't a skin bubble. I'm not a skin bubble guy. I got a Carhartt.
Yeah, you do.
I got a Carhartt.
Yeah.
I think that's why he liked me so much.
Yeah.
He was like, this guy. We're wearing the same protection out there in the world, dude. But thank you so much for listening. I don't know if this was too much coronavirus. There's too much corona talk. You gotta get out of this.
Yeah.
You gotta get out of this. All right. Thank you for listening. Bye.